I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ministries in India sit on pins and needles every time the FCRA expiration approaches. India just extended all FCRA registration certificates until March 31st, 2024. The FCRA stands for the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act. India requires organizations that receive foreign funding to register for a license. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says the FCRA has been used to suspend licenses for Christian ministries accused of using funds to force conversions.
They cannot understand that this is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ that people are finding.
Please pray wisdom for Indian believers.
They are an extreme minority in these situations, and so just need to pray that they may be strong at this time and that they may seek their refuge and their strength from the Lord.
Some people cringe at the thought of hearing Christmas music before October. Eric Mock says his team at Slavic Gospel Association has been looking forward to the annual Christmas outreach since July. Through the Emmanuel's Child Program, SGA and partnering churches bring the hope of Christ to kids in Russia and the surrounding countries at Christmas time.
We think we'll exceed helping churches reach more than 75,000 kids this year.
The program's reach extends beyond the Christmas season. Through Emmanuel's Child, church partners receive the resources they need for year-round children's ministry. Help SGA reach entire families for Christ at missionnews.org.
About 20% of the parents either come to faith in Christ during this outreach or get involved with the church and come to faith later. The structure of the program is amazing. I really invite your listeners to be a part of this.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide. Get your copy at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.